Well, the Dyson Heyden Royal Commission into the Unions formally kicks off in Sydney on Wednesday. Its first hearings will begin next week. A few people must be getting nervous. I see the former Gillard Government Resources Minister Martin Ferguson says he'll tell what he knows about the AWU slush fund scandal to the Royal Commission if asked. What's more, he says his evidence will include information revealed to him recently by the former Melbourne builder Con Spiridis, who did work for the AWU and on a house owned by Julia Gillard. Now, you will remember the AWU slush fund whistleblower Ralph Blewett claims money from the AWU slush fund was spent on renovations at Julia Gillard's house. Julia Gillard says she paid for the renovations. But in a 1995 tape-recorded interview with Slater and Gordon, she said she couldn't rule out whether slush fund money was used to pay for some of the renovations. Ralph Blewett said he was directed by Bruce Wilson, an AWU official and Julia Gillard's then-boyfriend, to use cash from the slush fund to pay for the renovations. And bank records indicate that Mr. Spiridis received bank checks from at least one slush fund controlled by Bruce Wilson. Martin Ferguson was head of the ACTU at the time of the slush fund scandal. He did not vote for Julia Gillard in her leadership contest with Kevin Rudd. Perhaps a lot of dirty linen is about to be aired in public.